This is Clayton for the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business. We're joined by Flavilla Fongang at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel deep in the heart of London's Docklands. Thank you for joining us, Flavilla.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
You're most welcome. Please tell us more about your current role and what brings you to the Tech Show 2024.
Yes. So my name is Flavilla Fongang, community, and we are growing across Europe first before going to Africa or America. And my latest venture, because one business is not enough, I'm about to launch my first tech business called Black Rise. Black Rise is going to be the first global business platform bringing together Black entrepreneurs, Black professionals, Black-owned businesses to connect, build, and grow together. But anybody can join, and companies who are intentional about hiring from a Black community, working with a Black community, can be on this platform, but also investors. So I'm super excited about that, and I know it's going to be brilliant.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. So your career journey spans across diverse industries that you've discussed, from oil and gas to fashion and now technology. Yeah. Can you share with us what inspired your transition into the tech sector?
That's such a beautiful question. And I can tell you that it's interesting because I worked in oil and gas. I worked in fashion and luxury. They were interesting industries, but they didn't give me the same satisfaction. And I will tell you a story that you're probably going to laugh. I probably used to spend a lot more time on now called X, but Twitter. And I remember as an agency, we used to work across a number of industries. And our clients used to say, can you have case studies which are really related to what we want? And I think I wasn't listening to my own advice, which is pick a niche, because I had expertise and also network within a number of industries. I said, we have to make a choice. Come on, guys, let's make a choice. And I was on Twitter and I came across, it was on BBC, it was a little story about this young Black girl who managed to create a technology that will help kids to travel miles to go back home to find their way back. And I thought that, oh, that's the type of people I want to work with, the game changers, the change makers. And not only change makers who can make a scalable impact. And technology is the only industry that gives us a chance to do that. Like, we can think about it right now. We're not even in the same space, but we can do and have this conversation together. And that's what technology, if it's used the right way, enable us to do. And I wanted to work with the game changers who are ambitious, crazy enough to believe in their idea and be where they are. So being part of Tech Show London, it's a great place and so amazing to see so many companies also exhibiting.
So as you said earlier, you founded the Black Rise and Global Tech Advocates, Black Women in Tech. So you've been really instrumental in promoting diversity, inclusion in the tech industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's talk about and be real about this. You're one of the few Black female faces in that area. So what motivated you to create these platforms and what impact do you feel that they've had?
Yes, I think what motivated me, and when people think about diversity, they see it as a nice to have. But I think what they don't understand is there's so much business opportunities being lost in the lack of diversity. And I think it's also a desire for individuals who are not getting promoted. I think it doesn't make sense that you hear that among the FTSE 100, there's not a single CEO who is Black. Are you telling me that there's not a single Black person who is capable of doing that? That doesn't make sense. It just means that they're not giving the same opportunities to achieve that. And being into this systematic racism, something needs to change. And I think alongside my journey to, instead of being creating friction, I wanted to educate and wanted to normalize that there was a lot of great talents. And when I, you know, part of GTA Black Women in Tech, we've been writing books that tells the stories of Black women in tech for the last 3 years. And we're about to release another book, The Voices in the Shadow, that is distributed to schools for free. Because I think about my generation, we grew up without role model. Especially, I'm French. So imagine you complain about the UK, France is even worse, right? So I've had no choice than being the first in my kind in my sector. But I wish that it was easier for people to see that, oh, if she can do it, I can do it too. So that's the reason why I'm so determined to change the narrative, the perception that we're all benefiting from this. It's a business move. It's a business chess move to really promote people who are diverse. Because when you're promoting someone who's diverse, they attract another part of the business that maybe you haven't tapped into this. And, you know, also part of that, I would say to anybody who is worried about how to hire from diverse talent is be comfortable with people who disagree with you. I think it's important because they see the world differently from you. And it's for you to listen. I think that's part of leadership, is to be able to listen and give power to your team and your employees to have ownership so they can take on your business to another level.
You're here at Tech 2024 as a speaker, and I think you've just come off stage recently. So what message or insights did you hope to impart to your attendees at this event? Something that you think that you said would they would take away with them on the journey back on the train?
The thing that I want to say to everybody is that do not underestimate the power of your story. Do not underestimate the power of your voice. You may think that your story is irrelevant or not important because you haven't achieved so much money or so much this. Measure of success is not just money. There's different way of measuring your success. And impact can be big or small. If you impact five people, if you impact two people, it's as important. The second thing I wanted people to live with is that be careful who you surround yourself. Coming to this environment, you feel enlightened, inspired, energized. And this is why it's important. Come and meet people. Be curious. This is how I became the creative person and I create my business ideas because I have conversation. People who don't look like me. I'm curious and I ask questions. And I always say that you have the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. Who are those individuals? Do they have big dreams? Are they complaining about the world? Are they nagging? Are they just trying you to just go out and party? What do you want to be? Be today the person that you want to create tomorrow. And that's what's so important for people to remember. So be intentional about your choices and enjoy the journey. And I think the last thing I will leave people with is that we often detach failure from success, but they're all intertwined. People who achieve success will tell you that they failed as many times. But when they're so successful, nobody remembers the failure. And I think it's important for individuals to just remember that, no, I don't want to do it because I'm scared. Do it. Even sometimes I fail or I've lost money or I've done something wrong. But I've learned so much in the process. And it's important to not to detach failure from success. It's part of the journey and embrace it.
And I think this is one of the reasons, and what you've said there is absolutely fantastic advice, because there are so many people who get caught up in this behavior of I've got to be a winner every time and every single thing I do is going to be successful. And we want to be, but as you said, nobody talks about the failures, and we need the failures in order to learn.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think what people love the most when you tell your story is talking about those failures, and I have no shame. It's really my problem.
Is that the kind of thinking that won you the She's Mercedes Businesswoman Award from Mercedes-Benz? But that, yeah. You know, it's a remarkable recognition. How has that award impacted on your career trajectory and your advocacy work?
Yes, I think, you know, when you think about winning awards, doesn't really make me, wow, my gosh, I recognize my value. I know I'm great, without sounding too pretentious, but it helps people, you know, be fair that they can do it too. Because again, something with so much power in applying for these awards, either because you want that recognition or either it will open doors. Because at the end of the day, people who make it to the top are not necessarily the best in this space. It's people who understand how to play the game. Business is a chess game, and it's important for us to know how to win the game. And, you know, winning awards helps you build your personal brand. And I think people sometimes really underestimate the power of having a personal brand and utilizing it. The reason I'm on this show and I'm on Tech Show London is because I've built my personal brand and said, oh, I've seen what she's putting out there. And I would say to people, even if you get one like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If you get one like or 10, two likes in front of the right people, that's enough. Do not chase the vanity matrix for the just want to have turned. It doesn't solve it. As people out there who have 1 million followers can't even sign a check. You know, so very important to stay in your lane as well and not compare yourself to anybody else, because you just kill your own joy. So, so important.
So looking ahead, what are your goals and aspirations for GTA Black Women in Tech and your other adventures?
With GTA Black Women in Tech, we want to continue our growth across Europe. And when I think about the UK, which is now out of the European, you know, European community, but still part of Europe.
Yeah.
I think it's far ahead compared to other European countries. That's why we're going where it's hard. You know, I'm French, and when I opened GTA Black Women Tech in France, it was still challenging. Now we're going to Germany in April. So I'm really excited about continuing discovering and helping those women who travel. I think it's amazing people travel miles to come to our events. Like, I've traveled from this country to come here because I need to be here. And they feel that they have a space where they can be heard. It's so powerful. I want people to really understand the power of community nowadays, and also for enterprise to tap into this community if they want to reach diverse audiences. For Black Rise, again, I want to make it easy for people to do business together. You know, nowadays, and I will give you an example. These communities will make money work for months within their circle. And within the Black community, the money doesn't stay more than 3 hours.
I know.
So other communities, like, for months. There's something wrong, right? And I'm not saying that I'm trying to create segregation. I'm trying to be more intentional, but also for companies, for individuals who are outside the Black community, to be like, look at this talent. See what you can do with this individual. See what they can enable your business. And then we are rebalancing equity for all of us, and everybody benefits from it.
That's excellent. A lot of people will be very inspired by what you've said and encouraged by it. How can people get in contact with you in order to participate and benefit and work with you going forward?
Yeah. So when it comes to Black Rise, they can go on our website. There is a waiting list. So we have a lot of people. We have 4,600 people on the waiting list waiting for us to launch our platform. So it's coming very soon. DTA Black Women Tech is already out there. You can join our events. We have loads of free content you can attend. Please just join. It's, you know, I didn't want to be a barrier. Whether you're white, yellow, green, everybody is always welcome. And I think it's important to just come to this space to just either help or either participate the best way you can. But join it. I think that anybody comes part of this will tell you they feel inspired, they feel energized, they feel that, you know, they can conquer the world. We don't have to go alone. I think it's so much more powerful when you go together. And we know that. So let's continue to move forward together.
Flavilla Fongang, thank you for joining us on the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands.